Don Quixote. Oh, the mirror of reality. When I first began this endeavor at the end of Broken, one of the things that was brought up was schizophrenia. I do have family members with schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is a hereditary condition. This basically means that if it's passed through the mother's side, and if somebody in your mother's side has schizophrenia, there is basically the ingredients are in place for you to also have it. There are several types of schizophrenia, and environment also plays in a factor. Basically, you could start off with the physical component, and then something in the environment can trigger the condition, and then you have somebody with the condition. We spent a lot of time examining schizophrenia, wondering if I had it, and looking into the possibilities. We still aren't certain. We are still waiting for the test to be run and to come in. But one of the other options available to us is, I really don't know what this is called. I think it is a disassociation or withdrawal, disconnection. Those are all psych terms that we've been hearing a lot of. I call it, personally, Don Quixote syndrome. It's the easiest way to explain what it is I do. It is a form of self-delusion. Don Quixote, if you've ever read the story, was an old man who loved the knight stories so much with King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table that he did what every bibliophile does. He wished they were real, and in his mind, they became real. He then went on these massive amounts of adventures that he thought were real, and it was 100% based on his perspective. It really, this all comes down to perspective. The Don believed he was doing A, when in fact he was doing B, and his perspective was so askew that he saw things that weren't there. This isn't schizophrenia. This is a detachment from reality. When I was 12, when things really started to get bad for me, part of my coping mechanism, part of the things that I did to get me through all these events, was by detaching myself from the reality of the situation. I started off with people and individuals. I saw and spoke to people who weren't real until I believed that they were real. And I personified my cats so that my cats became surrogate family. There's a lot of speculation on what I did with the cats. The cats were, I had a surrogate mother, surrogate siblings, surrogate friend. And that is what the cats were to me, which is why when they passed away, I took it as hard as I did. I wasn't burying a cat. In my mind, I was literally burying my mother, my siblings, my family. So the death of a cat to me is a huge impact. That is actually one of the things that came up just recently is my tribble. I can't talk about tribble. She I that was of all my pets, Tribble was the dearest. She was very much a, she was my surrogate mother. She came into my life at a time when I needed her the most, and she stayed with me the longest. At the end of it all, this last April, when I was confronted with the truth in such a way, I couldn't deny what everything was anymore, and it was just like the end of Don Quixote when I was shown the mirror of reality, and all at once my perspective changed. In that second, I could see everything as it really was, and it landed me in the mental institution that night. I went to the crisis center that night because I woke up from my adventures of slaying windmill monsters, and I very much felt like the fool.